Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of my first podcast. This is Gabe, your host, and today we are talking about a very nice topic, which is adventure, traveling, and tourism. And today we have as a guest Flor Deliz from Costa Rica. Hey, Flor, how are you doing today?
Hi, Gabe. I'm doing very well. What about you?
Oh, you know, a little bit tired after work, but you know, it's, I guess it's normal, right? I mean, like...
Yeah. End of the week.
End of the week. Work hard is Friday, so
yeah,
it is what it is.
It is.
So
but we're good.
Oh yeah, exactly. We are good. Yeah, you know, like work hard, play hard, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's how it is.
So I'm actually really glad to have you here today because this is one of my favorite topics. I've been traveling my whole life. Mm-hmm. I love tourism. I love different kinds of traveling and tourism. I had the pleasure to spend some time with you down in Costa Rica. We went to, if I remember well, we went to the Playa de Manuel Antonio.
Correct. It was beautiful, right?
Yeah, which is a national park down in Costa Rica, in the Pacific coast, right?
Correct, yes. Central Pacific.
Yeah, Central Pacific. I do remember it was really nice because of the monkeys, the animals, mm-hmm. the nature, like, I never seen anything like that. That's really beautiful Central American mm-hmm. landscape, right?
It's true. I think we live in a paradise, so I cannot complain.
Yeah, definitely. Like,
it's a beautiful country.
I mean, like, I come from a beautiful country, which is Italy, and it's true. I cannot stress enough how beautiful artistically is Italy.
Yes.
And I live in Canada, which is a very beautiful country, naturally speaking.
Yeah.
Above all, like if you like mountains and mm-hmm. and a certain kind of nature, but Costa Rica is like something I've never seen before. Like both the Caribbean and the Pacific side is like something really on its own, you know?
Yeah. Well, every country has its own beauty, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Like in a way, so just to enjoy it, it's amazing. I think so, of course.
Then it's a lot. It's people that live there. I know a lot of beautiful countries. Unfortunately, I love Italy. I'm proud to be Italian, but mm-hmm. it's not always enjoyable in Italy because you know, like criminality or politicians or both of them, or when they're both. Because, you know. But yeah, that's enough of politics, and we can talk a little bit better about. What you do in Costa Rica and what is actual adventure traveling or adventure tourism. Mm-hmm. And I only tasted a little bit of that because we didn't really go adventure. We went there, saw the monkeys, went for a walk and then went to swim, you know, like that.
Yeah, they can steal your food too.
did they steal
your food? When they can, they will try to take the food.
Animals. I mean, like both monkeys and the kind of
raccoons.
Things, yeah, they're similar mm-hmm. to. They're a bit different from Canadian raccoons, though. You know,
they are. I think they're smaller a little bit.
Yeah, they're mm-hmm. definitely less fat because Canadian raccoons can be very fat. You know,
like, it's probably what they eat. But yeah.
And the weather. I guess they have to put some fat to protect from the cold up here. You know.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that is right.
But yeah, I'm going to leave the word to you, Flor.
Okay. Perfect. First of all, I want to say thank you for inviting me.
Oh, no worries.
This is the first time that I'm doing a podcast, so it's very exciting. So I have been working in tourism for about maybe 5 years now, mm-hmm. since I came back from Canada, actually. Mm-hmm. So that will be maybe 4 years. I lived in Costa Rica and I have the fortune and the opportunity to work here in Costa Rica with a Canadian company, which was amazing.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing because I think Costa Rica has a lot to offer. You can see like volcanoes, the jungle, the beach, the mountains. So it's awesome and it's great. I love to be outside and just the opportunity to work in something that I love, I think is amazing. I never imagined myself doing this kind of job, to be honest, because mm-hmm. When I went to university, I studied geography. Mm-hmm. It's quite similar, but not the same thing as tourism, right? Mm-hmm. So when I came back from Canada, and I had the opportunity to work with a company from the US, and it's more, mm-hmm. it was more like adventure therapy and not mm-hmm. like adventure tourism. It was very nice because I could experience like doing rafting, surfing. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome that we have all that in Costa Rica. Just being outside, it's lovely. And as you said before, I am passionate about traveling. So having the opportunity to just be the host of the people that is coming to Costa Rica, it's amazing. It's mm-hmm. for me, it's my dream job, basically.
I mean, I guess that must be beautiful, you know, like to be able to present your country to tourists from all over the world, you know, like and mm-hmm. show all the beautiful places and the beautiful activities that you can do down there exactly. in a natural paradise like Costa Rica. Just switching a second topic, mm-hmm. like we met actually, I wanted to say that we met in Canada. Yes. We were working and living together. We were all a big group of people, of guys and girls in staff accommodation.
Good times.
At Blue Mountain Resort. You're not my first Costa Rican guest in this podcast because our common friend, Susan, came on episode uh-huh. 1 to talk about yoga and meditation. And I guess... She's great. I actually had a lot of nice comments about the episode because a lot of people enjoy yoga and meditation.
It's true.
Therapeutic as well. As much as tourism and traveling is very therapeutic, yoga and meditation is too. And I'm glad that I met a lot of Costa Rican friends up here in Canada because, I mean, like after Italy and Canada, I feel that Costa Rica is my third home because every time I come there, it's... You guys are so super friendly and help me out and show mm-hmm. me beautiful places. So, I mean, I experience myself with you, with Susan, with other mm-hmm. our friends, like going, like Costa Rica is art. Because like I went to Cartago to the big church, to the
cathedral. Uh-huh, the Basilica.
Yeah, the Basilica. Uh-huh. So, yes. Hablamos español? No. I'm joking.
Yeah, it's fine.
You know, I can a little bit. Anyway, the cathedral, the basilica.
The cathedral, yes.
I went with our friend Jose, which mm-hmm. we say hi, Jose. All met up here in Canada, Blue Mountain Resort, which is another magical place because you meet a lot of beautiful people.
It's true.
You get to ski, snowboard, enjoy mm-hmm. the winter wonderland, the snow. And then you meet a lot of beautiful people from all over the world. But mm-hmm. this was just a parenthesis on how we know each other.
We met. Mm-hmm.
And talking about Costa Rica, I experienced myself with a beautiful paradise. Mm-hmm. There is nature, art, the city, because I would say that both San Jose and Cartago and the other parts of around San Jose are mm-hmm. beautiful, of course, like the nature and the wilderness is more mm-hmm. beautiful to me, but I would say that the art in Costa Rica, classical art from Latin America, like full of Catholic culture, similar to certain extent similar to Italy and Spain, you know, mm-hmm. like
correct,
definitely beautiful architecture.
Yeah,
But I want to stress. I cannot stress enough how much I enjoy the wilderness, the nature, the beach, the jungle, the volcanoes.
Well, those are my favorites.
Yeah, definitely my favorite too. And I mean, you are an expert of that, and mm-hmm. I would like you to talk on how you get people to experience the nature, mm-hmm. the wilderness, and the jungle and the volcanoes, you know, like.
Okay. For me, first of all, having the opportunity, as I said before, to show my country is like a blessed, to be honest, because I am doing a job that I enjoy myself. Like, I love to explore, I love to travel. And just having the opportunity to show my country to other people that is coming from all over the world, it's amazing, because with a company that I used to work before the the pandemic and everything. It's from Canada, actually. It's funny how I am always related to Canada, which I love, because yeah. I feel that Canada is also my second country, like the second home for me. I lived there for a year, and it was just amazing. And yeah. I have good memories, and I have good friends. I have you, many other people from everywhere, which is amazing. So just the opportunity to get to know people from everywhere, I feel that is amazing. For me, traveling, it's awesome because it opened your eyes mm-hmm. to a different world. You can experience the world from others' eyes, and it's just amazing. For example, in Costa Rica, when I work, my favorite part, because I go over and over again to the same place, but every time is different because I have people experiencing that place for the first time, which means that I can see that place through their eyes, and I can see things that I didn't see before. So it's amazing. In Costa Rica, we have so many things that you can do, from, as I said before, rafting, surfing, hiking, go to the volcanoes, go to the beach, go to the jungle, mm-hmm. and something that is very common in Costa Rica to say for Costa Ricans is pura vida, which means yes. pure life. And for us, it's like a lifestyle, which means like, don't worry, be happy, enjoy. And I feel that it's something that our society was missing. And through adventure and traveling, you can experience that again. Like, I feel when you're in nature, you kind of back to where you came from, the earth. Mm-hmm. And you can connect with nature, you can connect with the rivers, you can connect with the jungle. So I just feel that adventure in general, like adventure traveling, it just gives you a different experience, a different perspective. So it's awesome. It's awesome because people who travel can learn from your culture, can learn about your food. As you said before, mm-hmm. like, well, I'm not a fan of city, but anyways, I could see the art, or I could see like the people, how everything works in Costa Rica, all those things. Mm-hmm. So it's just different, right? It's mm-hmm. amazing. But we also have, like, I don't know, like other activities that you can do for everyone. The zip lining, yeah. bungee jumping.
Do you guys have snorkeling in the ocean as well?
We do. It's actually nice. One of the islands that is my favorite that I want to suggest if someone is planning to come to Costa Rica. It's to visit either Isla del Caño, the Caño Island, Isla Tortuga, or Isla del Coco, but mm-hmm. Isla del Coco is a bit more expensive and you need at least a week or two to visit it. But Isla del Caño is a tour that you can do in the South Pacific of Costa Rica, mm-hmm. where you can just go one day and you pay for a tour and they take you in a boat, you go to the island, you get to see sharks, you get to see sea turtles, you get a lot of kind of fishes, but what else? Stingrays, many, mm-hmm. many, many things, which is amazing.
No dinosaurs.
Well,
like Costa Rica was the
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park, Isla Sorna, I guess. That's the name in Jurassic Park. I don't know if that's the real name of the island. But like, I want to stress, you know, people that I got in touch with people that thought that going down to Costa Rica, you could see dinosaurs. So yeah, that's a movie, buddy, you know, like, but
yeah,
definitely. I talk to people that think that, you know,
The closest thing that we have to a dinosaur are the crocodiles.
Okay.
And they're big. They can be up to 6 meters.
I do remember you showed me.
Yeah, do you remember that?
we're going down to Jacó Beach.
Jacó. Mm-hmm.
And we stopped at that bridge and there were like huge crocodiles or alligators?
No, those are crocodiles.
Crocodiles, okay,
crocodiles.
And yes, I mean they were definitely very big. And they were. You told me that sometimes there are people going down there trying to challenge them. That's something that I wouldn't do. It's really dangerous.
They had to close the bridge because. Mm-hmm. Well, I can explain a little bit. That's the bridge. It's a river that is called Tárcoles mm-hmm. River. And we have a lot of crocodiles there. Sometimes there you can see up to 16 or 20 mm-hmm. crocodiles. Mm-hmm. But some people, last year, they have to fix the bridge because some people was like trying to kind of hang from the bridge and take pictures from like them hanging, and like you can see the crocodiles.
Oh God.
It was crazy. One couple took a picture like that, and the government was like, what? This is like, we cannot allow this. So they kind of made like a bigger barrier on the bridge for people, like basically avoid people to do that.
Oh, but it's dangerous. If you fall down, you can hurt yourself, and they can eat you because they're pretty fast in their environment.
In 2 seconds.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, they're huge. Like they, I said before, between 4 and 6 meters, they're huge. You will lose that fight for
sure. Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, like, there's no fight. I mean, there's really no
it's
fight.
Like,
I mean, so guys, this is not part of the adventure. There's no part of the adventure traveling. I mean,
well, you can see the crocodiles, but
you can
safe
see
place.
Them, but you cannot fight them.
We can do safeties, like we can do, for example, snorkeling. Surfing is very popular in Costa Rica. We have we have two coasts, so we have the Pacific side and we have the Caribbean side. On the Pacific, you can surf in almost every single beach, and I cannot tell you how many we have. There are too many. In the Caribbean, the Caribbean is beautiful. It's a different vibe because it's more like the Caribbean, the reggae, all that. So it's very cool. I love it. And surf is also very popular. So a lot of people come to Costa Rica looking for surf. Well, rafting, it's also another one that is very, very common. We have amazing rivers. We have one that is called Pacuare. That is just great. If you're coming to Costa Rica, you have to visit the Pacuare River.
I haven't done it, despite I've been there twice. Probably next time will be one of the...
We can try. I have a lot of friends that are river guides.
Yeah.
So after all this pass, if you come and visit, we can definitely set up something.
I wanted to come this March, but then, you know, everything happened. So
I know.
The pandemic, the lockdown, and probably it's better to be at home right now than actually
right
traveling.
Now, yes. I think that's the hardest part, but I think I have the hope anyways that we're going to return to traveling and do all the adventure and everything. So in some point we will be able to do it.
Yeah, definitely. So
right now we have to stay at home, but maybe in the future we can try and we can actually record something.
Yeah.
When your next trip to Costa Rica, we can do something here.
We do an action podcast. We do an action video podcast. Say, do I survive or do I not? No. In any way,
no, you will survive. But that rapids are quite like in the Pacuare River, you can do up to 5-class rafting.
Wow.
Yes. So it's a lot of adventure.
Something that I really miss, like I love that. I remember I wasn't with you because you were working your adventure guiding, and I went for a regular, tour guide to the volcano.
Ah, yeah, see.
It was the Irazu volcano, which is the probably from what I heard, because I haven't gone to the other volcanoes, but I heard the Irazu is the second most beautiful after the volcano Arenal. The volcano Arenal is the most beautiful. But I honestly loved the Irazu volcano.
It was so high. It was.
And there is a huge lake. I'm probably gonna add a picture to the podcast because it is beautiful. Like
it's actually the highest volcano that we have, because it's up to 3,500 meters over the sea. So it's when you're there, so a lot of people think that when they come to Costa Rica that everywhere is very hot, and that is not true.
No,
we have places that are very cold, windy, not like the cold, like the winter in Canada, of course.
And it was very hard to breathe. Like I was by myself and I tried to run a little bit. I was okay, I'm a big guy. I'm still young enough to be able to run, but there were other tourists in their 40s and 50s. I remember they had to stop because they were having a hard time.
Elevation.
Elevation was like, you could feel that the air was crisp and wasn't like the level of the sea, you know, like it was.
Of course.
But the weird thing that when you are in Canada, you go up to the mountains to ski, and it's high, but you don't feel it. Like it's, I don't know why, but like, I don't know if it's because you are closer to a volcano, so air is already a little bit more, I don't know, like probably it's like, the temperature, because it's also pretty warmer than in Canada. Yeah. So despite it's colder,
I think it's, two things could be like the elevation and the humidity. Because, for example, in Canada, when you go to the mountains, you normally go to ski, and it's on winter, which means that it's very dry.
Yeah.
In Costa Rica, we don't have that. Even when it's cold, it's still humid.
Yeah.
Like our humidity goes up to 60, 70, 80 even. Mm-hmm. So humidity, for example, myself, that I work with people, well, I have had people in my groups, they have very good physical condition, and they have done a lot of hikings everywhere. Mm-hmm. And when they come, it's like, wow, it's very hard for me to breathe here. And I'm like, whoa, it's two things there. One is like elevation, and two is humidity. So for people, even when they're in a good shape and they're used to hike, it takes a time for them to get used to it, because your body is not used to this kind of weather, to this kind of elevation. So it's different factors or elements that you have to take in account if you want to come and do these kind of activities, because it's totally different to what you know, especially if you come from a country that is very dry, like Canada, for example, in winter. In summer, I know that it can get humid, but it's not, or at least the place that I lived in, it wasn't that high, it wasn't as bad.
Yeah, I mean, like right now it's hot here. It's like today, now it's raining, but there are the past couple of days, we had like 35, 36 degrees.
Wow. But even hotter than here.
And it is humid, but it's never as humid as I tried.
In Costa Rica.
Or back home in Italy, for instance.
Like okay.
In Italy, we have very strong humidity. We are close to Africa. So I mean, I mean, from my on my side, when I came to visit Costa Rica both times, you gotta be prepared even for a regular, no adventure. Like, even if you go out for an excursion, and even if it's not adventurous, because I haven't tried adventure traveling yet. Next time with you, definitely. But I haven't.
We
tried,
have to do it. Yeah.
I haven't tried myself. I just went for a regular hike up the volcano. Uh-huh. I went with you to the beach. We went for a walk with Susan. We went to the beach, but it was an adventure. It was in the middle of nature. Yes, for sure.
Yes.
But you have to be prepared even for a regular walk or hike, because first of all, it's full of bugs I've never seen like bugs that you guys have down there. Like the Torcello, for example. We'll talk about that. that's kind of scary, but. If you go to the beach, of course you can go with your swim trunks
and it's all good.
Bring your sunscreen, because it's strong, like
very
really strong, like you're at the tropics there, like
exactly. Well, I think people need to know, if they want to come to Costa Rica to do adventure, it's like two things. First of all, if you're coming to the mountain, it's important to have always bug spray. Sunscreen is needed either on the beach or in the mountains, because the sun in Costa Rica, as you said before, we are in the tropics. Yeah. And a lot of people said like, no, I never get a sunburn, it's fine, don't worry. I'm like, guys, the sun here is different. It's totally different where you know, from where you know. So I have a lot of people, unfortunately, in my groups, they have had like, sunburns, dehydration is another issue that happens a lot.
Sunstroke,
because people don't drink enough water. They are sometimes, especially on the beach, people spend the whole day at the beach, and since they are coming in and out of the ocean or the pool, they don't really remember to drink water, and by the end of the day they feel dizzy, they feel like nauseous, very sick, and it's not something that you want to experience when you travel.
Also remember that the ocean is not the lake. Like, the ocean is a salty water.
Very
so
salty.
It's already dehydrating you, even if it's not sunny. So sun plus salty water is like total dehydration, you know.
And it's very hot, so it's different elements there that you will be sweating a lot. It's so many things that you will experience that are totally different.
I lose weight in Costa Rica because the
food
is great. Like, it's not it's not as fat as the food that we have in North America. No offense to Canadians or Americans, but the food here is very fat and greasy. Down there, it's all fish or chicken and rice and beans, you know, it's and it's fresh. And
we have a lot of rice and beans.
And it's cheap. Like, I never seen a fish so good that it's also so cheap. You guys tell
and
me that
fresh.
It's the most, fresh. It's the most expensive in Central America, because if you go to Nicaragua, Guatemala, Mexico, it's definitely cheaper.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, it's still cheaper than Canada, United States, Italy, Europe, for instance. So, I was amazed, like, how good is the food. And that's something that if you guys go to for a tour with Flor or one of her colleagues, adventure tours, regular tours, like, to try the food, but not in big chain restaurants. Like, you gotta go to the small
restaurants.
Ones,
you actually have a name for those. So when I moved to Canada, one of the hardest parts for me was the food, actually, because I missed so much the fruits and the vegetables. Mm-hmm. I think in Costa Rica, we have a paradise, and some of us, we don't know because just the opportunity to have the whole year, like, fresh, like, vegetables, fresh, like, fruits, it's amazing. But for example, here, we call it solas, the little restaurants where you can eat, like, at home, basically. Yeah. And you will see always, like, ladies or, like, old women working and cooking at the kitchen. That's the best food. And it's very cheap. It's very cheap.
It's family style. It's like your mom is cooking for you.
Exactly. And it's very Costa Rican. So you're going to have, like, patacones. There are green plantains. They are amazing. My favorites.
Yeah.
plantains, the regular ones, they are awesome too. Very sweet. I love those too. The casado, that is the rice and beans.
My favorite.
The rice and beans is awesome. And we also have all the fruits. So depending on the time of the year that you come, you can have mango, you can have or manga. You can also have, like, many kinds. If I start mentioning them, probably you don't know all of them. But for example, in my experience, a lot of people that come and visit to Costa Rica, they always ask for juice, because our juices are made from fresh fruit. So you can actually taste the fruit. Strawberries, guava, or, like, I don't know. We have something that is called cas, that is like a sour guava, maybe, in English, could be. It's a lot of tropical fruits that you can try, and you can have different juices every single time.
Yes.
Every time that I recommend a new juice, people is like, what? This is amazing. And they love to have, like, smoothies or shakes, and it's amazing. They enjoy the food a lot.
Yeah, and I also want to stress really strongly that if you go to visit Costa Rica, don't go to the resort, Costa Rica is the richest and more democratic country of Central America. It's not dangerous, guys. Like, I've been there twice, and I haven't been in resort. I've been going to a hotel, to regular hotel, or stayed with you guys, and of course, there are a few parts of the city that could be a little bit more dangerous.
Like everywhere.
At night, but that's everywhere. That's in the States, in Canada, that's in Italy, that's everywhere. Like, but I felt everybody was nice. I made new friends because you guys introduced me to new people. I made new friends.
Exactly.
Go and explore the back country. Don't stay in, if you want to go to a resort, stay 3-4 days in the resort, but then if you have a long vacation, go and stay in the country. Don't just stay in the resort, it's useless. Like, you would miss, like, probably 80% of the experience.
Exactly. I totally agree, because first of all, when I travel, I like to experience the culture of the country that I'm traveling in. So I have my personal opinion about resorts. Of course, it's not something that I'm like, oh no, don't do it. But if you really want to come and experience the real Costa Rica, I totally agree with you. I think you should go. Like, it's very safe. The difference between us and the rest of Central America, as Gabe said before, is, like, our government many years ago started investing on education, healthcare. So a lot of people in Costa Rica is a professional. And also, like, our economy is more stable, and it's very, very safe to come. Of course, I normally give my groups very, like, few recommendations. They'll go to these areas at night. certain places, especially in the city, but in the rural areas, it's totally fine.
Yeah, I mean,
you
like,
can go out. People, Costa Ricans are very friendly, too much sometimes. but yeah, you can experience the country.
Yeah, I mean, like a lot of people, above all North Americans, think that Costa Rica is another communist Central or South American country with a dictatorship. No, guys, it's not. Like they have some aspect of the good aspect of socialism, like you know, like free healthcare or universal healthcare and universal education. But it's a free market country, like it's capitalist, and they gain money with tourism. Like tourism probably is your main, and also tropical food production, definitely, like because a lot of fruit
exportation,
a lot of fruit comes up here. So so I mean, like it's I mean this episode wouldn't be only about Costa Rica, but of course we're not talking about
Costa Rica.
No, we're not, because we have you there. You're an adventure tour guide from Costa Rica. You cannot tell me an experience in Mexico or Guatemala or Nicaragua or Panama. For of course, like there are a few things that could be common to the both these Central American countries.
Yeah,
so I would say like bring sunscreen, bug spray, water recommendation for a day at the beach, recommendation if you go out for a hike. I would suggest, in my experience, to wear, even if it's hot, to wear long pants when you go for a hike, because the bugs. And now we can talk about the Thurcella, which is a bug that pretty much implants the you know, the eggs inside your skin, and then comes out. I mean, that's gross.
I do remember you telling me about that. You were so scared.
No, I wasn't that scared.
Well, not scared, but it was like one of your worries. Like, is there a lot of them?
That's why I had bug spray and long pants, because it's I mean, like it's nothing serious, like it's not deadly, or it's not a parasite.
It's just disgusting.
It's just disgusting because you see the bug coming out of your skin once the eggs are
I haven't experienced it, but a lot of people in the rural areas have had that.
One of your colleagues actually, you saw it.
It was disgusting. Well, to be honest, those are more common where are normally like cow like pastures or like things like that, but it's very low the chance that you get them. I'm not saying that it will be none, it is possible, but honestly, I have been living in this country for 33 years and I haven't had it. But I'm from the city, but I love nature, so I normally go to places where it could be possible, but it's just taking care and like just be aware of it, but it won't be an issue.
I mean, there's everywhere, like here in Canada, back in Italy, we have ticks, like rural areas where you have cows, sheep, or more animals. Definitely.
Exactly.
You have ticks, which are dangerous, which they're not they're gross, but they're equally dangerous, if not more dangerous, you know, like.
Yeah. I understand. I know what you mean.
I mean, everywhere in the world, you can find bugs,
different things, right?
Bugs,
different
stuff.
They're
venomous, or you know, like. Of course, if you go deep in the jungle, I would say to take a look about spiders, because you guys have also a nice selection of dangerous spiders.
We do have a lot of things, but yeah, we have the. It's funny. A lot of people get scared. We do a night walk in Monteverde that is our cloud forest that is beautiful.
Yeah.
And we have the tarantula there.
Yeah.
And it's big. It can be the size of your hand, and it's huge. But they don't really kill anyone.
No.
It's just like, and it's just scary because it's too big, and
they're
some people
not
is scared. No,
like,
they're
if
not.
If they bite you, you are gonna have a
pain,
a big sore. But it's not gonna.
It won't kill you.
It's not like the black widow or other.
No.
The smaller the spider, the more dangerous it is.
I don't think in the history of Costa Rica we never had anyone who died for spider or anything like that.
Well, maybe if you get bitten, but it's very rare, by the bird-eating tarantula, which is the most venomous one that you guys have. That probably you want to go to the hospital to get checked, because that's very venomous. But
the banana spider, that's another one that is very bad.
But yeah, I mean, talking about adventure, these are all
very back rare. To adventure.
these are really deep in the jungle. If you really go on an adventure, an exploration, I mean, it's rare. It can happen, but it's rare. And I still he still wouldn't stop me because I would like to experience a walk in the jungle, which I did kind of experience when we went to Manuel Antonio. It wasn't really jungle, but we were in the forest, not in the deep forest, not in the deep jungle, but we get to see monkeys. They are not very scared of you. They get close, and we get to see those very skinny raccoons that you guys have there.
Skinny raccoons.
And, and maybe, if I remember where I saw one, I couldn't take a clear picture, but I remember one sloth coming.
Oh, the sloth. Coming
down the tree, but it was far, so I couldn't get a good picture. But those are so cute, those sloths, to be honest.
Yeah, they are. Well, we have two kinds, the two-toed sloth and the three-toed sloth. That is the one in Manuel Antonio. Mm-hmm. And that's the one that has like the black eyes that it looks like it's smiling. the one that everyone loves.
this podcast turned out to be about Costa Rica
adventure.
But that's the point. Like, I cannot talk about adventure in a country I haven't been. And I'm interviewing you. Uh-huh. You are an adventure guide, or you were, because now the pandemic. No, but you are an adventure guide from Costa Rica. So we can give common, as I said before, you can give common advice, even if you go to other Central American or South American countries. But
For example, talking about in general about adventure.
Yeah.
If people, it's very, like, I feel nowadays a lot of people is very adventurous and they enjoy a lot going out there, especially after staying at home these like months. It will be after this pass, everyone will wish to travel and do some adventurous stuff outside. But my recommendations are always like, just study first the place that you are going, because you need to know how's the weather, what would you going to need for that place, especially, for example, if you're hiking. In every place, if you're doing anything related to hiking that is part of adventure, you need hydration. It's very important. It does not matter if it's very hot or not. You need to drink a lot of water. Also, for example, if you're doing anything adventurous like rafting or related to water, it's important that you also wear like good clothes made for that, and also shoes. The shoes are very important because, for example, if you get in the river with sandals or with flip-flops, forget about it. And the guides will tell you cannot get in with those shoes, right? So it's general stuff that my recommendation to people is always like, look into the country that you're going to visit or the place that you're going to visit and be aware of the things that you can find there or the activities that you can do, because you need to be prepared to do those activities, right? And it's general stuff you need to research and know before you travel to do this kind of adventure. You need to know also that you're under risk, right? Because you're going to be in the water. You're going, for example, we have some climbing here too, or like the surfing, I don't know, different activities that you need to be aware of the danger of the activity. But at the same time, just, it's not to scare you. It's more like, okay, I'm going to do this activity. These are the risks and these are the things that I need to do. Safety stuff to be safe doing this activity.
Yes.
In Costa Rica, for example, we do have, before you get in the river, we give you a safety talk. Before you do surfing, we do a safety talk. And we give you recommendations. In every place, I think, when you go and do adventure, It's like that. For example, if you go to the zip lining that is very popular in Costa Rica, especially in the cloud forest, you need to know how to wear your harness, how to stop, and all those places will give you the explanation to know how to do it. So you don't really need to worry about it. I encourage people actually to try something new. I have had people that was scared of heights, they was scared of the water, and they tried, because you're traveling and you want to experience everything. You want to experience the most that you can, right? So even when you're scared of heights, for example, we have in Monteverde the hanging bridges that people will love. But of course, if you're scared of heights, you're like, I don't know if I want to go there. But you can see the forest, you have the views. So I encourage people to try, of course, on like, you need to know your limits, because the idea is that you can enjoy the activity that you're doing. And adventure can make your heart beat quite fast. which is nice because you feel that you're alive, and that's why I love adventure.
I mean, like, you look for adventure because you want to challenge your adrenaline
levels.
Like, I mean, like, I personally, with my experience, that I'm not a very adventurous person, although I immigrated to another country. So I mean, like, that's
adventurous.
That's an adventure because, I mean, it's not that I came and I went back home. I came, I stayed, you know, like...
Exactly.
And I created myself a life here, which I'm very happy. But, I mean, so I'm not very adventurous, but I wouldn't say no to an adventure. But knowing my limits, and that's something that I would suggest to not only people like myself, but even people that are more adventurous and think they're indestructible, they're invincible. When you go to do... When you guys do these things... When you guys go for an adventure, go with a guided tour. You use a guide, hire a guide privately, or go with a tour association, with a touring company.
Yeah.
Because even something easy that you think you can do, not easy per se, in the sense like it looks easy, but you don't know about that because you're in a different country. You're not at home. You're in a different country.
Exactly.
It can turn into a dangerous thing.
One example.
So I mean, like, I know Floor. She's very humble. She's really good at what she does, but she's humble, so she probably doesn't like to promote that. But I'll do it for her. I mean, like, hi, Floor. I'll put the website. Of your company or other companies that can be reached in Costa Rica,
or
in Canada or in the US, because
Adventures is a Canadian company,
yeah,
and they have offices all over the world, and they offer tours in their website all over the world. Mm-hmm. Of course, it has changed a little bit. Right now, it's none because the pandemic, but. Yeah. After this, if you want to check it out, there is few companies that I recommend. Well, the G Adventures is the Canadian one, but also I gave some recommendations of Costa Rican companies where you can come and do some adventure stuff. Mm-hmm. Pacific Journeys is one of them. It's another one that is called Chakra. I like that one because it's based, or is like the main, how you can call it, like, they're actually looking for women to do adventure. Mm-hmm. So all the groups are made for mm-hmm. women, and all the guides are women, and you can go and hike, you can rappel, you can climb. It's amazing. It's so many activities.
We can actually share a positive message here, like, it's a tour made all by women, so empowering women.
Exactly.
That's great. You know, like in a male centered society like today, it's important sometimes to underline.
And for example, if you love yoga, a lot of those companies offer that. In Costa Rica, wellness, it became very popular too. So if you want to do adventure and wellness and you want to combine that, you can also do it. So you can go for a hike and then you can do a yoga class.
That really gives me an idea for another episode where I'm gonna have you and Susan and balancing some some healthcare, fitness, and
and adventure. We have everything. Like, why not
self care? And actually, before we wrap things up, because time is almost over.
Yeah, sure.
You were talking about at the beginning. You were doing adventure guiding for therapeutic
company
that was for kids. With autism, if I remember what you told me, autism or other, let's say mental disorder. That you know, like going in an adventure, maybe not too scary, but doing a different experience. And these, even if you don't have a mental disorder, but you're going through some anxiety, some depression. Mm-hmm. Like I can feel it myself that when I travel, when I experience new things, most problems go away. So I mean, like, and in this case, you were actually, I mean, like, following kids with diagnosed, like diagnosed and clinical disorders.
Correct.
So I mean, like, explain us, please, how an experience like this can change life.
Your life.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One of the things that I love about nature, specifically in nature, adventure, it's basically, we are used to being a in our comfort zone, and we don't want to go out of there because we feel good, right? We're like, okay, we're good here. I don't need to do anything else, right? Mm-hmm. But if you want to feel that you're alive, if you want to experience something new, you have to take that step, like forward, in order to experience something different. If you want to change something on your life, you have to move out of your comfort zone. Because if you keep doing the same thing one, like all over again, it means that you're going to have the same results. Mm-hmm. So I really love my job doing adventure therapy, because what I could see, and as you said, just not like mental disorders, like it's a lot of things. Even myself, sometimes I experience anxiety for different reasons. Mm-hmm. And when I feel like that, or when I'm very stressed out, if I go out, for example, today, I finished my, well, my week of work, right? Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Friday and Saturday, I have, those are my days off. And today I was so stressed out, and today I decided to go to the nature. And I, well, I'm a tree hugger, mm-hmm. but just being in nature, it's like a way to release your stress. It's mm-hmm. like free stress. So for me, nature is the best therapist, to be honest, because you're out there, you're by yourself, and you have to figure out things. For example, if you're walking and you fell, or like if you fall, you need to, okay, what can I do now? And you learn new skills. Or for example, you go out there and you don't know the area, but okay, I had to drink water and I feel sick now. How can I solve that? So basically, it's helping people to learn new skills and getting to know themselves just being out there, right? Yeah. For example, with the kids that I used to work with depression, anxiety, or drinking, or drugs problems, different stuff, when they came, they didn't know what was out there, because they used to be inside, or they didn't know another world. So in the moment that they connect with nature and adventure, they realize they were able to do things that they never imagined. Hiking is one of my favorites, because it's like a right away result for people. You start walking and you're exhausted. And especially in Costa Rica, we have a lot of mountains. Yeah. So you go uphill and you're exhausted and you're like,
but you feel
I cannot
better.
Do it. But you start thinking, I cannot finish this. I cannot finish it. But suddenly you keep walking and keep walking and keep walking. And you see yourself on the top and you're like, oh, wow, I made it. And I thought I could not.
Yeah.
So I feel that's the best example, because when you try adventure, when you try yourself, you discover that you are able to do things that you never imagined. And that's why I love adventure. Yeah.
Okay. I can tell you that that's my personal experience too. Like when a lot of people say, if you feel down, you gotta exercise, workout. It doesn't have to be always a workout like that go, like as long as you go out, like for example, myself, I like to go for hikes, walks, but even a drive, even driving in a country, in a country road that gets inside the forest. I know driving is not exercise, but it gets you out of the house. Anyway, like I love driving myself. But again, like walking and hiking is better, but like even driving in the middle of nature, not in the city, but in the country road, when you get into a forest and then you get out, you see the hills, it's already calming.
Of course. It's just changing. Maybe if you don't want to, exactly, just changing the place that you're normally at. Like, for example, if you're spending a lot of time at your house now, I will recommend, okay, walk outside and look for a tree at least and try to clear your mind, because I feel that sometimes we're so into things, into like our problems, our stress, our work. But if you go out there, nature is just clear your mind, breathe, enjoy nature, listen to the river, listen to the birds, listen to the ocean. Yeah. So it's like relaxing, and you can relax and just like, oh, wow, this is a beautiful place. So you can clear your mind in that way. Mm-hmm. And I feel for me, nature is the best therapy.
Sometimes the audio slows down. I guess we have some connection.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, that's fine. No. I was able to hear you properly.
Okay.
I think it was only a couple of times that lost
maybe
a second,
the microphone.
But I can probably fix it in post-production, or, you know, like a few It's a beautiful thing of a recording, even if you're not live. I mean, like it's a podcast is not a movie. Like it's a spontaneous chat.
Yeah, of course.
People and
we don't have a script.
Above all, like this podcast here, it's about hobbies, passions, and lifestyle. So mm-hmm. it really is a chat with friends. You know, like I had Susan the first episode, which is our common friend. I had a YouTuber from Italy in the episode 2, which was a chat in Italian. He is a pretty famous YouTuber back home in Italy. But a lot of people that are probably listening to me here in Canada won't understand it. I have a video version which will have subtitles, but mm-hmm. I'm glad we had this chat.
Me too. Very glad.
Just to wrap things up. Because now the time is almost over.
Yeah.
So like let's say the best advices first of all, the first advice I would say is like go out and travel. Like I know
correct.
That could be annoying to somebody, say, but yeah, but I love my hometown, I like to stay here. But I understand you love your home. I love my home too, experience is something that you can do, that you cannot always do. And if you have the time, the money, and the guts to do it. Like nobody tells you to move completely like I did, to immigrate like I did. But even a vacation, a 1 week vacation, 2 weeks vacation, go experience it. And if you go, don't just stay in resort. Like go out and experience the country.
Experience.
And that's the first advice I would say. Like traveling is important. Learning new cultures is very correct. Important also for accepting diversity, accepting, you know, like the different people and lifestyles.
Correct. And cultures and food even. Yeah. It's like just trying new things. For example, on these days, that we cannot travel, what I encourage people is to explore their own towns, because a lot of people mm-hmm. don't even know their own towns and mm-hmm. they don't know that they have adventured out there.
Yeah.
So I know, I understand nowadays you cannot travel, but for example, well, I live in Costa Rica, it's a paradise, but for example, I have friends from other countries, they don't have that opportunity, but they start exploring their own towns and mm-hmm. they found out there is a lot of activities that you can do. Mm-hmm. So for me, the biggest message is one phrase that I love, that it says, once a year goes to a place that you never have been. Mm-hmm. So even in your own town, if it's just a place that you never explore, go out there and explore. Mm-hmm. Because just going to a new place, it shows you or teach you something new. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, even in your own town, there should be areas that you don't really know. Mm-hmm. And maybe just going to a park or going walking, driving, as you said, mm-hmm. and looking at your neighbors, what they do. Mm-hmm. Adventure too. Nowadays, that's adventure.
Yeah, and I mean, like now going back to exploring and traveling, like it really mm-hmm. helps to value, as I said, diversity, but also mm-hmm. it helps to value environment, like because we don't know how beautiful this planet is until you actually explore. And so I guess I think in my opinion is that traveling gives you environment sensitivity, like it makes you sensitive and it gives you perspective on how we cannot mess up with the environment, because we only have one planet and we only have mm-hmm. One nature. So I mean, like it's better.
Exactly. Well,
I mean, to me, traveling does that. Like, really, really gives me perspective of how important is our environment. If you want to keep enjoying traveling and exploring, talking about adventure, the other thing that suggests to wrap things up, like it's called visit the website that I will put in. If you want to go to Costa Rica, of course.
Yeah.
If you want to go somewhere else, if you want to go to somewhere else, I'd say do your research and hire a guide or a tour guide.
Well, G-Adventures, that is the Canadian company, offers tours all over the world in case people want to check it out.
Great.
But the rest of the companies are Costa Rican companies, yes.
Yeah. And so if you go to Costa Rica, I would suggest to hire Floor, because she's an amazing guide. She probably brought me to my favorite place so far that I've seen in Costa Rica, which is Manuel Antonio Beach or Manuel Antonio National Park. If you guys, any of my listeners happen to go to Costa Rica, please go, because that's a natural paradise.
And I will be happy to take you anywhere.
And Flor is great. She's knowledgeable. She knows what she's doing. Also, if you do something a little bit more risky, like rafting or going for a walk in the deep jungle, not super deep, but in the deep jungle, to visit the volcanoes. I'm going to give three places that I visited that I'll tell the people. So my first place would say Manuel Antonio. Beautiful.
Yes.
So one natural place, Manuel Antonio.
Manuel Antonio.
One artistic place would be Basilica de Cartago, which is the cathedral of the city of Cartago, which is the next city next to San Jose.
Yeah, correct.
And my third, and of course, if you go to Cartago, I would suggest to visit the Valle de Orosi, which is a valley like next to it, which is not beautiful. It's more than this. So beautiful. Like I had the best food, one of the best food there. It was amazing. It was like, it felt like you were in paradise. Nobody around, like such a tranquility, calm and
very calm.
Beautiful views. The third spot, going back to nature, I would say Volcano Irazú. That was beautiful, such an amazing experience. I've seen a volcano next to Irazú that was actually still active, so you could see the vapor.
Turrialba
volcano, exactly. Mm-hmm. But now I would like you to mention two close spots.
Wow, that's
like
hard.
Three spots that you would suggest.
If you love nature, my biggest recommendation is Corcovado. Corcovado has the 2.5% of biodiversity in the world. Mm-hmm. So you can find from beach to jungle to every single species there. It's a lot of endemic species. So if you love nature, that's the place to be. We have to go next time, Gabe.
Yeah, definitely.
Corcovado is beautiful.
Yeah.
The Caribbean, I love it. Anywhere in the Caribbean, or Tortuguero, because you can see at this time of the year, for example, you can see the sea turtles nesting. It's amazing experience. Tortuguero.
Tortuguero, and is that?
That's on the Caribbean side.
Is that Limon province of Limon?
Province, but it's on the north of the Caribbean side.
Okay.
Or Puerto Viejo. If you're looking more for a party, like reggae and like Caribbean vibe, Puerto Viejo is your place, and you can surf, you can party.
So we are
do anything.
We are at two. Are we missing the third or?
Let me see. And the third, Monteverde. Cloud Forest. It's a mountain town, and it's beautiful.
I want to do
the food. The food is amazing.
I know that you guys want to bring me to the Caribbean, but I fell in love with the Pacific Ocean.
The Pacific is beautiful. Yeah.
So I know Caribbean environment, and I like it, of course. But for me, in my experience, I would rather visit more of the Pacific Coast because of the biodiversity. I feel that the biodiversity in Pacific Coast is more diverse. I mean,
it is. Well, it's bigger, right? The Pacific side of Costa Rica is bigger.
I'll really try the Caribbean. It's something that I will. It's not that I won't try. I like to try everything else, but we forgot to mention Volcano Renal, which is probably the most beautiful volcano.
That's in La Fortuna. Yeah, and you can go to the hot springs. You can see the conic formation on the Arenal volcano. Right now it's dormant, which means the volcano is still active, but you cannot see the lava. Maybe in a few years, and thousands of years, I don't know, until 2010, we could see the lava coming out of the volcano. That's La Fortuna, and you can go to the hot springs, you can visit the volcano. It's many things that you can do over there, and a lot of adventure stuff too, from rafting to zip lining to hanging bridges, many, many, many things.
So, we have more than three places each that we would suggest. So, Costa Rica is a small country, but it's
we have a lot.
There's a lot to visit. So, Now, we actually told you pretty much everything that we had to say about adventuring in Costa Rica, and also general advices about adventuring. So this is the end of episode 3, guys. which I started saying that was about traveling and adventuring, and now I'd say it's about traveling and adventures in Costa Rica.
Correct.
And thank you, Flor, for being here, for being my guest. This was probably so far one of my favorite chat that I had.
Thank you, Gabe. I really enjoy it too.
I really love to have all the my other two guests, but like traveling is probably my favorite hobby. If I have money, first time I travel.
We're too. I love travel. I can talk the whole afternoon if you want.
You and I and Susan and the other guys, probably we should plan a trip down to South America. You know, like
we should. It will be awesome, and we can record it.
We can go down. If my YouTube channel or my podcast are gonna be somehow successful, maybe in the future that could be something.
Oh, that would be lovely. I would love to do it.
Yeah. But thank you guys for being here. Thank you, Flor. If you, guys like the video or the podcast, subscribe either my YouTube channel or my podcast channel, which you can find both in Google, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Of course, my YouTube channel is my first podcast, Gabriele Pucci, which is me. And the regarding website for the websites for traveling, I will have them in the description of the video and the podcast.
Of course.
But yeah, please contact the company that Flor works for, because it's gonna be an.
And if you wanna contact me, just through Facebook. I don't have any other.
Yeah, of course.
But
of
if you
course,
wanna contact me, you can. Yeah, go ahead and send me a message through Facebook, and I can recommend places. I'm happy to do it.
That's great, Flor. Okay. Thank you. And
this was episode
3. And have a great night, guys. And have a great night, Flor.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.